Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Jimmy Carter. It's time for the Fun Friday Jimmy Carter Report, brought to you by Schwertner Farm and Ranch. And Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, the Oscars, I think we're actually watching more movies than we've ever watched.
Right,
but we're
not
just
in the theater.
Not going to the movie theater to watch them. And the ones that are out right now at the movie theaters, these are post-COVID movies that were probably created during COVID or around COVID or just before it. And most people have not seen them. They don't want to see them. They could care less. I tried to watch Conclave. I got 15 minutes into it. And I had to go. I just couldn't get into it. This Anora movie, I started it and I watched it about 5 minutes and it didn't appeal to me. Wicked, I made it through that, but it's not going to win anything. An outside chance of winning something is that Bob Dylan movie. It won't win Best Picture, but it could get Best Actor. I don't think he'll beat Adrian Brody, but he might. Timothy, whatever his name is. See, that's another one. He's not exactly
Right. I've just learned how to say his name. Chamolet, I think it is.
Chamolet. Like that.
By the way, Variety, who's got a pretty good record, the show business Bible, as I always say, they have, in fact, picked Adrian Brody to win that.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
In that
deal
category.
They did
yeah.
that. So Karen Culkin will win. That's Macaulay Culkin's little brother who was on Succession. Zoe Saldana is going to win Supporting Actress. But what I don't care about any of that stuff. But what I would, now they got me on, though, and I'll have to watch it. They're going to do a big salute to the music of James Bond. And they're going to bring in people who sang the themes. Some mystery people are going to show up. Big surprise of who they're going to get to sing things. I don't
That's
know.
That's a return
Bassey
to the kind of award show.
Not.
That's a great move, man. I mean, that, and they're going to show film clips again. They haven't done that for a decade.
Yep.
These special tributes. And by the way, I was saying before you got on the line with us, Jimmy, I think they've got a heck of an opportunity, and I'm sure they're going to do it. Just did they do it right? Did they do it long enough? I mean, with the death of... Oh, good Lord, sorry, got distracted.
Gene Hackman.
Just went blank. Thank you so much. Here I am trying to testimonialize
right.
what an impact he had on most people's lives, not the younger generation.
Yeah, the problem with that is going to be, I know how this show works, and
yeah.
it's like swimming in peanut butter. It's such a big show. And to get something like that done with the clearances you've got to get done in this shorter period of time, it will be very interesting to see. Because there's so much legal that goes on with everything in this show. And it's worldwide licensing. This show is seen live in Moscow and Sydney, Australia, and New Delhi. It's a monster show. And I know that it was even probably somewhat of a strain for them to put in Michelle Trachtenberg and Gene Hackman into the obit. I imagine when you see it, it won't be part of some regular dissolve. It'll be something that looks almost separate. Because they had to add it separate. And to do something, a salute, which they might be able to pull off, because it's, maybe be able to do something. You know, we'll see. I hope they do.
Well, you bring up a great point. I had not thought of that, but the one thing they could do, you know, he's won two Oscars in the past, is, you know, put together a little montage of things he said there. I guess they'd have the rights to that. The problem is, like as you said, that I had figured out. In fact, I said a few moments ago, they got to believe they're scrambling trying to make time to do it.
Yeah, that, and something's got to go in order to do that. And, you know, plus they're required right now because of what they're doing to do something on the fires. And, you know, we've kind of tired of hearing about it, but, I mean, this is kind of like the last time they've really got to go, you know, big, because there were so many people who were in the industry that were burned out. So this is their first opportunity to acknowledge that. So it could be an interesting, the red carpet and some of the stars of today really don't care about that much. I don't, but I'm interested in some of the subjects they might get into on the show. So we'll give it a shot, but I know I don't care about who did the makeup in Conclave. You know, I just can't get into that. But we'll see about the others. And remember, the first awards to do are going to be supporting actor and actress. They do those pretty early. So you might know somebody that's in those categories. But as it moves forward with their nominees, maybe not so much. Zelensky is in Washington today. That could be interesting. There's so much. I mean, I definitely feel it. And when I look at social media, and I feel that Trump's been in there now about a month, and there are things that definitely are happening. This mass firing of the probationary people, when it got to the National Park Service and some of the, and certainly in the National Weather Service yesterday, and some of these things, I know that there was, I'm not going to say who it is, but I'll just give you the idea. When they came out with some of their budget ideas and they're going to cut, you know, like hundreds of millions of dollars for certain hospitals, and because that's the programs, because the federal government, you know, sends in God knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars into Houston, into their economy every year, how many hundreds of millions of dollars into all these other cities, you know, that have major, major medical facilities like Atlanta, like Nashville with Vanderbilt, with Birmingham, like University of Birmingham, all these big places, Galveston with that, not so much research in Galveston, I guess, but certainly in Houston, that they're going to cut, you know, hundreds of millions out of the budget there. And I know that there have been U.S. senators that have been contacted by those medical people saying, you know, you're a dead person walking if you vote for this thing. So some of that stuff is not going to get out of the Senate, because these senators, they are definitely hearing from these universities and cities and others, and I don't think some of that stuff's going to make it out alive from the House.
And if take even one amendment to the bill, then you got to take them all.
Yeah, so we'll stay tuned about some of this stuff. And then Tesla, man, I see it worldwide now, and since some of the reading, they've definitely gone down 25% in sales. How far is this thing going? And the Democrats,
in Europe anyway,
where they hate it. Yeah. I mean, they hate the brand now.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, I'm not saying he doesn't care, but he acts like that. He thinks this mission is more important, we'll survive it.
But, you know, I think it's one of these things, I don't think you can unring a bell. And I don't think you can unring this anti-Musk thing. I don't know anything he could do that could stop what's going on here. And the more they cut, you know, death by a thousand cuts, which is what he's doing, that's pretty torturous. That's most companies can't stand it. And I think, you know, the cabinet's feeling it, the individual senators more so than the congressmen, but the congressmen are feeling it too. But I don't know. It's going to get interesting.
Do you remember
the Zelensky thing?
You bring an interesting point up, Jimmy. Let's say 20 years ago and before that for quite a while, there was politics involved or division. Oh, you got a foreign car. You got one of them Chinese car. You got a Japanese car. You need to be buying American. It probably is going to, I'm just guessing, going to settle down into that category. The people that are on the political side to some degree or admire what Elon Musk is doing, they're going to be proud to buy it in America. and the other half will disdain it. But you know, eventually the product won out, as you know. But, you know, the truth is, I don't know. I can't say this factually. Sales aren't really down in the United States. I mean, the last quarterly a week ago was great for them. It is internationally, particularly Europe, it's tanking. It's dramatic.
Yeah, definitely tanking. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, the Democrats are not happy with Musk, that's for sure. So and a lot of Democrats are certainly on the side of the climate change and the electric vehicle and that type of thing, you know, where, you know, that what's her name? Sheryl Crow made a big point of saying, you know, she's gotten rid of her Tesla because of that. So I don't know where all that's going. I really don't. FBI agents, are they actively destroying files on secret servers? That kind of story is going around, and there's some stuff going on with resisting Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, and she put out a real memo yesterday saying she was demanding that something was going to happen, and she wrote it to Kash Patel, expecting him to do whatever it is that they didn't do, which he ordered to do. So going to be interesting, because there is definitely a new sheriff in town. They say that Washington Post staffers are in open rebellion because Jeff Bezos has told them on the opinion page, you know, that they're going to be writing about two subjects, and I don't remember what the subjects were, but there was something, you know, kind of truth, justice, in the American way, as opposed to writing anti-Trump things. So we'll see. So many cuts, like VA to cancel $2 billion in worthless contracts. While that sounds great, you know, that $2 billion was going into wherever, Navasota, Texas, and so, and it was helping the economy. Those are businesses, even though they may not, those cases, they may be crooked. But a lot of this stuff is, you know, going back into your towns and the federal government. That's how they making their money. So I don't know. Now, the Gene Hackman story, that's what really everybody's been talking about.
I have never seen a death reported, not by everyone, Jimmy, but missing him, but by most media outlets, they're telling all these grim details, massive decomposition, mummification. I mean, wow. Is that their way of saying, since they haven't told us how long they might have been dead, you know, read 2 weeks? What do you know?
Well, could have been dead a week. It's a partial month. What I want to know is no signs of stabbing, shooting, hanging. Okay, nothing. Mm-hmm. No violent act like that. He looks like he had fallen over because his sunglasses, were nearby. The dog was dead in a crate in a closet. She was dead in a bathroom with pills spilled all over the place, and when she fell, she knocked the space heater off the wall or something like that. The police, of course, are not used to dealing with media, and maybe they shouldn't have told us. I want to know what the pills were she was taking, first of all. And we don't know what condition the bodies were in. I think he was dressed. He was in, like, athletic pants and some kind of long-sleeve top.
Yes, sweatpants, it said.
Sweatpants. He was in that outfit. We don't know what she was in. I want to know what the pills are. But also, there's no sign of carbon monoxide poisoning, at least, you know, outright. We'll know when they do the blood gas.
I don't think they're totally ruling it out, but that's what they're saying to Jimmy. The other two dogs, I'm told, if this facts are right, were outside.
Yes.
The one that was inside didn't survive.
In a crate.
What was the
crate?
In a crate, right. So,
well, I mean, here's one scenario, okay? I'm not saying this happened. This is the only, if I was a detective, I would say she may have had some kind of pill that takes them all out. I don't know what that pill could be, because usually, and that's why we don't have enough information. If you poison somebody, usually there's aspiration, there's vomit, you know, near where their body would be found on the ground. And you can look in their eyes. But in this case, I don't know. Mm-hmm. These bodies, they would still give that information out, but the cops didn't mention that on any of those things. But did she give him a pill that made him just fall over and die? Did she take that same pill, give it to the dog, and did she take one and then it hit into her and she fell down. I don't know. It has to, but I don't know what that pill would be that would act that way.
Or but the mind does wonder
anything else.
And I'll join you. My very first thought was, is the possibility that the two of them said, let's check out together now and take Buffy, the dog or whatever, with us for the next life. I mean, who knows?
Yes.
Apparently, so he hadn't left that house in a
year.
He hadn't left the house
in a
year. They hadn't left the house in a year.
No. I think they'd been out sooner. They'd been seen downtown. I saw a horrible picture of both of them from March or April or May of last year or something. And they may have been out since then, but he looked pretty rough and was having a rough time. He's 95. He was having a rough time at 95. But what a great actor and everything. And I won't see this mystery solved. This is very, very unusual, but certainly has gotten a heck of a lot of attention. Back in a second after this word from my friend Jim Schwertner.
Today, I would like to give a special shout-out to all the men and women who are employed at Schwertner Farm and Ranch.
Totally clear.
Without these hard-working men and women, we couldn't be in business for over 75 years. The dedication of these hard-working employees is unmatched by anyone. I would like to thank all the managers, executive assistants, cattle buyers, cattle salesmen, cowboys, and truck drivers for all their hard work. We're open 24/7. The days are long and the nights are short. Hi, I'm Jim Schwertner, fourth generation rancher and farmer and owner of Schwertner Farm and Ranch. We buy and sell cattle all over the United States, celebrating 75 years in business. So the next time you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Schwertner, Texas, or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auctions with auctions every Thursday in Lockhart, Texas. And Schwertner Farm employees are good for Texas. Saddle up, boys.
As is Jim Schwertner bringing you, of course, the Jimmy Carter Friday Report.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Poured. Back to Jimmy now, page 2.
All right, so we're heading into the Oscar weekend. A lot of great basketball. Stephen Curry, what a machine, scored 56 points, made 12 three-pointers in a Warrior comeback over the Magic, and quite electrified locker room and crowd when that happened. Travis Kelce's going to play again. It's not absolutely official, but he told Pat McAfee that he was going to. So he gets $11 million signing bonus or something like that from it. The Minerals deal will be signed today at the White House. Zelensky will be there with Trump, so well, interesting to see how that goes. We'll see if more layoffs are possible today around the country. Courts are saying they didn't have the power to fire. The Office of Management and Budget does not have the power to fire them. The Defense Department has, I don't know how this is all going to work out. It's in the weeds, but definitely it's got everybody freaked out and upset in around Washington and people confused out here in the world. And other than that, we're sure there'll be more action going on, in Washington today. You can guarantee that. And the weather's been beautiful. I hope it's been beautiful there. I think the weather's going to change next week. They're worried about a little bit of a possible tornado issue like next Tuesday or something in parts of way east Texas, Louisiana, you know, in the tornado belt for spring. So it's about that time of year.
Yeah, you're right. The weather is beautiful here. I mean, this is like one of the best weekends weather-wise that we probably get around here if you don't like it too hot or too cold with the temperature. By tomorrow, hitting just around 80. Same thing on Sunday. We got a little rain coming in by Tuesday, Wednesday next week, but it's just a small chance, and that'll cool it down just a few degrees. Today's the first day. No, I'm sorry. That's not right. Tomorrow is. Spring, technically, if you go by
the calendar. Oh, that's right. We're meteorological spring or something like that.
This is the meteorological spring starting tomorrow, and it seems to be right on target. You know, the big question is, are you also going to have another freeze? Certainly not feeling like
it. Oh, Lord. But I hope not.
I've been surprised. Well, have a good weekend. We'll keep you posted on Eric as well. Thank you. Jimmy Carter, once again, brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.